In the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, pro-Russian separatists in the east of the country have urged Moscow to help them fight against Ukrainian troops. The appeal came after Ukraine's acting president threatened with a full-scale anti-terrorist action following clashes in which at least one member of the Ukrainian security service and one pro-Russian activist were reportedly killed. Regional correspondent Stefan Boss reports.
Ukraine appeared closer to a military confrontation with Russia on Monday after separatists from what they called a new Donetsk People's Republic appealed to Russian President Vladimir Putin to intervene. In a statement, they asked Putin to help them defend themselves against Ukrainian government forces. Their appeal came after Ukraine's acting president Oleksandr Turchynov gave pro-Russian militants in eastern Ukraine till Monday morning to disarm and leave occupied government buildings or face what he called a full-scale anti-terrorist operation. He says this is not a war between Ukrainians, this is an artificially created conflict aimed at weakening and destroying Ukraine as a state. Turchynov has accused Russia of seeking to take over eastern regions after it already annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. Despite presidential promises of an amnesty, there were no signs Monday the separatists had left buildings, including police and security service headquarters. Moscow has warned Ukraine not to use military action against pro-Russian protesters, with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov accusing the West of hypocrisy. He says the violence on Maidan in Kiev ended with dozens and dozens of deaths, but was called a democracy. However, peaceful protests in the southeast of Ukraine are called terrorism, and it is declared that armed forces will be used in a so-called anti-terrorism operation. Yet European Union ministers disagree. They gathered Monday to discuss ways to pressure Russia to de-escalate the crisis in Ukraine. British Foreign Minister William Hague said that further sanctions have to be the response to Russia's behavior.
Of course, we will need to agree among the whole of the European Union how far those go.
Monday's meeting came just days before the first four-way gathering between Ukraine, Russia, the EU and the United States since the crisis began. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Buss, reporting.
A U.S. military official also announced today that a Russian fighter jet made multiple close-range passes near an American warship in the Black Sea for more than 90 minutes on Saturday. In the first public account of the incident, the official said the Russian Fencer flew within 1,000 yards of the U.S. Navy destroyer at about 500 feet above sea level. Ship commanders considered the actions provocative and inconsistent with international agreements, prompting the ship to issue several radio queries and warnings.